Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator, who's joining us via Skype out of Seattle, I believe. Richard, it's good to have you with us. Before I begin asking you questions about some of the things that the president said, I want you to give me your understanding of that speech. A lot of people I was reading online would describe it as somewhat dramatic. What would you say? Richard, can you hear me? Okay, I believe that my colleagues are working on that connection to get Richard Silverstein available for an interview on the issue of President Trump's second State of the Union address. As you can see, let me just tell you what's happening on your screens right now. What you see is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the right, and of course, Vice President Mike Pence to the left, that had been sitting there throughout that session, as it's customary of the State of the Union addresses. At any time that we have Richard Silverstein available, we're going to go to Seattle to talk to him. Richard, it's good to have you with us. Welcome to Press TV. I'm sure you listened to the president's speech yourself, you know. Before I begin, Richard, tell me, what do you think overall about that speech? Do you also agree, like I was reading online sources, a lot of people have been describing it as somewhat dramatic?
Well, for an American like myself, I didn't find it at all informative or insightful in any way. It just repeated a whole bunch of slogans that were empty and meaningless. The attacks on Iran were outrageous in the speech. It called Iran a corrupt dictatorship. It accused Iran of supporting genocide against the Jewish people. And these are complete and outrageous lies that don't reflect anything that any Iranian leader has ever said. And it's just, this whole speech was a fantastical flight of Trump's imagination. It was filled with lies, filled with distortions. It did have some bombast about American greatness, and he waxed poetic about all the different geographical regions in the United States. But it just lasted. It was 5,000 words. I mean, it's just unheard of for a speech to go on that long, and it was repetitious and boring. I'm sorry, but there wasn't. I'd like to say something nice about it, but it really was typical Trump, and that's not a good thing.
Maybe yes. I mean, like, you know, maybe other people were wrong to expect anything different to come out of that. But really, I personally agree with you to some extent. But let's just go one by one, Richard. You know, you mentioned the issue of Iran. And again, like you said, it was nothing new. It was not unexpected that he would again come out and start criticizing Iran. The point that, and it's not unheard of Trump, but what was the point of actually saying it and bringing it up towards the end, very much towards the end, I would say, and again, mentioning it that in the way he mentioned it, in the State of the Union, which is supposed to tell the American people how is their union doing?
Well, I think that if you look at the speech and the subject matter and how long he spoke about each different subject, he left the foreign policy aspect to the end. It was the lightest subject in the speech. And even when he did discuss foreign policy, basically he was saying the United States is going to withdraw from all of its foreign military commitments. We're going to withdraw from Afghanistan. We're going to withdraw from Syria. And we're going to withdraw. We're withdrawing, withdrawn, I'm sorry, withdrawn already from Iraq. But I think that what he's saying is that his priority is going to be domestic politics. It's going to be security. It's going to be immigration. These are all subjects that don't resonate at all with the American people, but that's where his emphasis is going to be. And I think the fact that he left the foreign policy to the end and he spoke the least about it of all the other subjects indicates that he's basically bored with the subject. I mean, yesterday he was in a national security briefing, and he was told about a very important military base on the island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. And the only thing he could ask was, does it have nice beaches? You know, this is about as much as Trump understands about anything that's outside of his bailiwick and outside of the United States. He has very little interest in anything beyond American shores. And that really could be disastrous for this country because we have had centuries of commitment outside of our shores to democracy and freedom and other values, and now we're retreating, and this does not look good to our allies, and it does look good, unfortunately, to our enemies.
Thank you very much, Richard.